The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Lavinia Hicks, last name H-I-C-K-S, first name L-A-V-E-N-I-A. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardioCare Associates letterhead, file Streco space Hicks space L. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 1/24/22, referring physician Kibria, K-I-B-R-E-A, Golan, G-O-L-A-N, M-D, performing physician Sharon Armes, M-D, new paragraph, clinical education, 67-year-old female with rheumatoid arthritis and history of myocardial, LAD, myocardial bridge. Correction, 67-year-old female with history of LAD-PCI and myocardial bridge. Correction, 67-year-old female with history of rheumatoid arthritis and LAD-PCI and myocardial bridge, hypertension, now with complaint of chest discomfort. New paragraph, ECG. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common non-specific inferior lateral ST T wave changes. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, parentheses, omeprazole 50 milligrams and amlodipine 5 milligrams, close parentheses, 140 over 90, period, baseline heart rate, colon, 82 beats per minute, period. New paragraph, patient underwent tremolo exercise stress test utilizing a boost protocol. Patient exercised for 5 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage 3 of a boost protocol to peak heart rate of 148, parentheses, 97% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 174 over 75 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 25752, period, new paragraph. Patient experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress. The patient had an increased heart rate response to exercise despite her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 122 over 70 and a heart rate of 88 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph. Echocardiographic interpretation. New paragraph. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram. Utilizing standard protocol, the patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position, peristernal long axis, peristernal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of fair quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. With normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression. Normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram. To 97% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is somewhat diminished by the presence of baseline STT wave changes. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity range of 6.5 mets, somewhat decreased from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress, with ineffective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had an increased heart rate response to exercise despite her beta blocker, possibly due to an element of deconditioning. A VPC was noted at peak stress period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Transcriptionist in the above paragraph where it says there were no significant arrhythmias, please proceed that with the sentence. A VPC was noted at peak stress. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mays, MD. In the indication for the study, which I changed, and it says 67-year-old female with history of rheumatoid arthritis, add the phrase post-treatment with prednisone, and then you can continue with history of left anterior descending PC. Coronary artery PC, IMI, and left anterior descending coronary artery myocardial bridge, and history of hypertension with complaint of chest discomfort. Thank you very much to the transcriptionist and dictation.